What I'd like to do in this lecture is to essentially set the human presence in this large planetary context. So let me give you a brief history of the Earth and a brief history of life on the Earth. The Earth begins 4.5 billion years ago. It's formed from a spinning mass of gas and dust that represent the composition of the original solar nebula. From that spinning mass of gas and dust is going to form all of the planets, all of the meteorites, the moon, and the sun that compose our present solar system. How does that happen? To begin with, it's a pretty hot mass of gas and dust, particularly towards the interior. But with time, it begins to cool down, and condensation occurs. Elements begin to form structures, and we begin to form particles, and we begin to form, ultimately, the primitive planets and comets and meteorites and the sun that compose the solar system today. Now, if you think about the Earth, at the orbit at which the Earth begins to form, think of its what its early history was like. We don't have a very good record of what the early days of the Earth really. It's not preserved. We can't go to a rock and interrogate the rock to see what was the condition under which that rock formed, because the oldest rocks that we can find at the surface of the Earth are older significantly than the formation of the Earth. So what do we think things were like? Well, imagine this planet being put together by material that's sort of coagulating at its center. And it gets more or less up to its present size. And there's still a lot of debris falling in from the condensing, cooling solar nebula. So it's being bombarded at the surface by cometary material, by meteorites, by all kinds of things. And the surface of this planet is probably composed mostly of liquid water. So we have a planet-wide ocean. We don't have any continents. The material that composes the planet includes radioactive stuff, and radioactive stuff begins to decay, and there's an internal heat source that operates on this protoplanet, and that internal heat source causes the Earth to begin to turn itself inside out. So material from the interior begins to, you know, think of a primitive volcanoes blasting all over the Earth. Material from the interior begins to come to the surface, and it segregates. The lighter elements tend to stay at the surface. The heavier elements sink back. You effectively begin to differentiate the primitive Earth. And this is the way in which you begin to form the continents. The continents represent lighter rocks floating on denser rock underneath, floating on denser mantle material underneath. So it takes time to begin to form the continents. So if you think of that early Earth, the early Earth has an atmosphere, it has an ocean, and through time it begins to develop continents. Now, you can find rocks today that have survived for close to 4 billion years. You cannot find any rocks that are older than 4 billion years, possibly because they were not present at that particular time, possibly because they were not preserved. They haven't survived. We haven't been able to find them. But the oldest rocks that we look at, some